fellow in Arkansas was telling me about a town named Hope, Arkansas.
They grow them well over 100. I sniggered on the radio, some guy out in West Texas grew a 120-pounder and thought he was going to try for a world's record. They can beat that any day of the week over there, from what I understand.
I didn't get a chance to go by. I wish I had. Well, other types of melons other than watermelons?
Cantaloupe. Of course, there's gourds.
This thing you might see growing wild in people's yards, it's most of them about so big, they look like a little umbrella when it's open.
Toadstools.
Is there something like a toadstool?
But is edible as a mushroom.
I see, but the toadstool
is poisonous.
Can you tell the difference?
Not I. Mushrooms come in a can in the store.
Say if somebody was trying to eat something, but he had a sore throat, he might say, well, I'd like to eat that piece of steak, but I just can't.
Swallow it.
These things that people smoke, some people smoke.
Cigarettes, cigars, pipes.
Say if you were at a party, or some people were at a party, say if somebody sat down at the piano and started playing, maybe a lot of people would gather around and begin
to applaud,
or sing
along.
Or somebody at the party told a funny story, everybody might
laugh.
Say if somebody wanted to do a favor for you, but you were going to decline it because you would say something like, well, I appreciate it, but I just don't want to be
obligated, obliged. Although I'd probably say obliged more than much obliged. Thank you.
Or say if you were refusing to do something in a very strong way, you might say, well, I don't care how many times you ask me, I just
don't want to do it. Not only no, but hell no.
Ask you about a few animals. Do you have a bird around here that's supposed to be able to see in the dark?
Owls.
Different types?
They're very few.
Do you have a small type that makes has a very high-pitched voice? It's not quite the size of the big one that you think about going around making this nice, deep, rich hoot.
Talking about a screech owl? Like I said, I've only seen two in this county in my lifetime. Two or three.
Do you happen to know what people would call the bigger variety?
Horned owl.
Ever heard him just call it hoot owl?
Yep.
What about the bird that drills holes in trees?
Woodpecker.
Ever heard him called anything else?
Woody.
Talking about a cartoon character.
Yeah.
Feel like a jack in the box, don't you?
Yeah.
Try again.
Asking about woodpecker. Any other term for that you can think of?
Peckerwood.
Peckerwood. Have you ever heard a person call another person a peckerwood?
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
Probably a term for son of a bitch.
In other words, not a complimentary thing to say about somebody.
Yep. Most often that person is not there. It just depends on the people that are having the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that, you know, they can't talk without using profanity. They don't think anything more of, well, you know, that little son of a bitch lives down the road, you know. He's not really being uncomplimentary. But then there's other people who could say the same thing, or that same person with another inflection or tone to his voice could make it uncomplimentary. The same would apply with peckerwood.